The event was co-hosted by Governor Doyle and Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm, and it featured White House officials including Commerce Secretary Gary Locke and Auto Recovery Czar Ed Montgomery. Doyle says Wisconsin and other upper Midwestern states don't have large deposits of oil, gas, and coal to meet their energy needs.
So the simple fact for us is economically, every dollar we spend for power sources that are fueled from coal, oil, or gas is a dollar that's going to leave the state of Wisconsin and isn't coming back.
Doyle says Wisconsin is approaching alternative energy research with the same commitment dedicated to medical research. Locke, the Commerce Secretary, said the evaporation of manufacturing jobs can be reversed if manufacturing states embrace developing alternative and renewable fuels and conservation technology.
America is going to need armies of engineers, skilled tradespeople, industrial designers, and computer experts to build everything from a national smart electricity grid to clean coal power plants to wind and solar plants, and all the array of devices that will come with clean energy.
Locke and other White House officials warn that China, for one, is already investing hundreds of millions of dollars a month in clean energy and new jobs in that sector. For Wisconsin Public Radio News, this is Rick Pluta in Saginaw, Michigan.